We're learning with Sechas Dorm Daf Samach Dalad Om Beis, and we're starting from the Gemara Daf Samach Dalad Om Aleph. So it says Om Leim Ke Ein Nedarim, My Ein Nedarim. That means Bechvoid Amakim. The Gemara said basically that Lekuli Yamba Umayda, they can't make a Pesach Bechvoid Amakim. Say if you would know it, this is a Zilzul Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You never know that. That's not a good Pesach. Why not? My Ein Nedarim. Why is not a good Pesach? So it's a Machlekes Abaye and Rava. Om Abaye. And Cain, ain't Nidarm Tarim Yafa. The reason is like this, that he's not, if someone asks him, like, would you have made a neder if you would have known that it's a zilzal to the makam, to the zilzal to Kadosh Baruch Hu, no one's going to say, yeah, I would have made the neder. No one's going to say that. Even if they made the neder, they don't care. But Lamaisa, when someone asks them straight out, would you have made a neder if you know it's zilzal to Kadosh Baruch Hu, every person, even as far off as he is, will say, no way, I never would have done that. So it turns out it's not Shukah Pesach because he's in a lie. He's going to say, yeah, I would have made a neder if I would have known. Even though maybe he would have. Because it's not proper for him to say, it's not appropriate for him to say, oh yeah, I would have done it anyway. Therefore, it's not going to be Netarim Yafa. But, by Kvaita of Imai, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that you would be Meyers. Because that, you know, even though it's not so appropriate either, to say, I would have made the neder, even though it's a zilzul to my father and mother, but Lamaisa, a guy would, if he really did the neder without that, he's not going to lie about that. By Kvaita Makam, a lie. By Kvaita of Imai, not a lie. That's the pshat in the chilek between Kvaita Makam and Kvaita of Imai, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara, according to this pshat in the Ran, is asking, why Ein Nedarim why is not a good Pesach by Kvayt HaMakam, Teretz is, because Ein Nedarim Tarim Yafa, because the guy will lie, because it's not appropriate to say he doesn't care about Kvayt HaMakam. That's Abaye's pshat. Rav Amar, Imkein Ein Nedarim Shalom L'Chacham. A different pshat. Rav says like this, since this is a Pesach that can be used all the time, so the guy won't even bother going to Chacham anymore. He'll say, yeah, I have a Pesach. He'll say to himself, you know, I have a Pesach. Yeah, every net has a Pesach. It's Zilzul HaMakam. So he'll say it. He'll say, every time he makes a net, they say, you know what, I'm not a net anymore. Let me matter it. Let me think. Oh, Pesach, yeah. Oh, it's a Tais. It's not a net. That's what the guy's going to do. Therefore, we don't give such an easy Pesach that applies to every across the board, because he's not going to go to Chacham anymore. He's going to think that it's a good net. So, you're going to tell me now, so why does Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rava, so why does Rabbi Eliezer hold the Kubi of Pesach, but Kvayt of Vimai? They say the same thing. It's across the board. He could, anytime he wants, he could just say, he could just make the Pesach of Kvayt of Vimai. So he freaked the Ran. Simple question. The Ran answers that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the certain Dorim that are so kuladik, it's not a zilzal to his appearance. And therefore, you can't use that as a Pesach Kvayt of Vimai. And since certain Nedarim cannot use Avavim, you have to go to the Chacham in order to matter that Neder. Therefore, he'll go all times to the Chacham. But the Rabban hold no, that if you held it, you could place him before Avavim for all Nedarim they work. That's what the Ran learns. So that's the first Pshat in our Gemara. Machlekes, Rava and Abaya, what's Pshat? Why Kvayt HaMakam is no good? Either Pshat is because he'll lie about it, or Pshat is because then he'll always use it and not go to the Chacham. And the difference in Avavim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is that by the legabe the did of lying of chutzpah, he'll say he doesn't care about Kvayt HaMakam so much, Kvayt HaAvimai so much, and he won't dafka say that yeah I would have made it. He's not embarrassed to say no that I would have made it anyway. And regards to using it for every time, Rabbi Eliezer also can't use this every time because sometimes it's not such a big zil. He can't use it because that's something that zilz HaAvimai. And the Rabban holds yeah this is also that's one pshat in the Ran. The other pshat in the Ran is that the Gemara goes like this. Let's just read the Gemara. Oma Abaya, imke ein darm tam yafa, and therefore moide Rabbi Eliezer the Rabbanon bechvoid hamakom, and you argue of ima like we said before. That's the pshat. Rava says that you're right bechvoid hamakom. It's the same reason like Abaya, because you could be choishes ein darm tam yafa, but Kvayt of Imai, even the Rabbanon, they're not worried about any Dharm Tarim Yafa. Like this. I'm saying a new pshat in the Ran. A Ran thing, a new pshat. That there is no problem. Everyone agrees that by Ava V'imai, a person will say, yes, I would have made the Nether anyway, even if it's Zilz Dav V'imai. And the Ran says a reason for that. Why the second pshat arguing on the second pshat of the Ran arguing the first pshat. Because we spoke out in the Mishnah that if it's one mitzvah, a guy, he could use a Pesach for one mitzvah. If he wouldn't know the mitzvah, would he have made the neder? He says, no, we believe him. Because if he wouldn't, if he really would have made that anyway, he would have said yes. It's not him as Zilzal to say. It's appropriate for him to say, yeah, I would have made that even though it's over alav. So he says, the kibra of aim is also one mitzvah. So why shouldn't someone actually say, yeah, I would have done it. It's not a ha'ozah to say that. So therefore, mekvodo of aim, you can't say what we call a bayis pshat in a darm tarm rafa. So that's not the pshat. The pshat is, according to Rava says, that's not the pshat. And the reason is because ein adar mashal l'chacham. That's the reason for Ava v'imai, why the Rabbanon holds Asr. And the Rabbanon is not choshesh for that. Which means like this. Everyone agrees by kvaida makayim, you can't use a Pesach, because that's an Azah. What's pshat, you can't use kvaida Ava v'imai. And that is the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye holds, you can't use kvaida Ava v'imai because ein nedarim tarim yafa. He holds ein nedarim tarim yafa. Even by Ava v'imai. Rava says, no, I don't hold you, Abaye. That's like one mitzvah. Rava says, the reason why it doesn't work according to the Rabbanon is, because you can use it every time, and you're not going to go to Chacham to ask a Shaila. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, holds that, I'm not chosh for that. So it comes out, if you the second version in the Ran, the machloik is Rava and Abaya, is just what's pshat in Av v'imai. Everyone agrees, Kfeira Mokim is like Abaya's pshat. So that's the second pshat in the Ran. I don't know if I've confused everyone, but there's two pshat in the Ran I learned the Gemara. I'll repeat it over quickly again. The first plan in the Ran is Rava and Abaya arguing by both Avim and Kvedam Makom what the reason is. That Abaya says the whole Mishnah is in the Dharm Tarm Yafa. And then there's a Machlaikis of Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanon. How do you look at Avim? Do you look at that as Azot to say that I would have done it anyway? That would not have done it anyway or not? That's the Machlaikis. And Rava says that no, the svara ein adam tarim yafa is not the svara here. The svara all is that ein adam shalom l'chacham. So why kvod amakim? That's a problem. Of imoy, the mechalikus of Eliezer Rabbanon are is there an adarim that certain adarim are not a zilzal to the appearance. That's the first pshat around. The second pshat around is everyone agrees that kvod amakim is ein adam tarim yafa. Is the mechalikus rav and abay had a pshat of imoy. That's the two ways of learning the Ran. They're learning the Gemara. The Ran teaches us two ways of learning the Gemara. Tanan. Even if you get every word, you have enough ammunition to see the next Gemara. Tanan. Umoidim chachamim l'Rav Eliezer, b'dava shebeinoy lebein ova v'imoy, shepoist loik v'ra v'imoy. Like we said in the Mishnah, that in a case where you make a neder connected appearance directly, you say, you can't have an off of me appearance, you can't have an off of me. Then everyone agrees you can use the covet of the ova v'imoy to be, make the Pesach. So bishlom la baya, according to Abaya, what's pshat in the Rabbanon? Why is Ava v'imoy not a good Pesach? He says the reason is because it's ha'ozah to say that I would have done it anyway, made it out anyway, and therefore it's not a good Pesach because I'll always say, yeah, I never would have done it. So according to Abaya, in this case, there's no worry about that. Why? Because he's a built-in mechutzif. He already made a nether, answering his parents enough of him, so he is a mechutzit. He's not scared to do inappropriate things. He's mechutzit. So he will, if he really made the nether, even though it's a zilzal, he would say, yeah, I made it even though it's a zilzal. You see, he asked his parents by an awe, he's not worried about zilzal. So lefi abayas bir adova in kavod of imoy. So we understand why, when it's directly of Imai, we understand why there, Lekuli Al Maida, it is a good Pesach. Because he's a Mechutzav anyway. Why don't you... What?
He's
a Mechutzav,
why is it a Pesach?
No, because we say, did you realize how embarrassing it was for your appearance? Did you realize that? What? If he says, I don't care, then it's not a Pesach. But let's just say, do it. They say, oh, you're right. I feel bad. So then it's a good Pesach. We're always worried. He'll always say, I feel bad because he looks like he looks inappropriate. But this guy doesn't care about being inappropriate. He just asked his parents for an hour. So here we talk as a good Pesach. But l'fi Rava. El Rava dem ken ein adam shalom l'chacham. Chacham mai paischim. You're still using, here also you can still use this vada chacham. He'll say himself, oh, it's a zilzal. I don't have to go to chacham. I know it's a zilzal to my parents. I don't want to make that Pesach. So our answer is, Amri, keeping the whole nidra of sagalahoy and all other nadarim, you can't use this Pesach. Because only this type of zilzal, which is a very strong zilzal, which you did a connected appearance, only that is a Pesach that he could he'll use himself. But all Nadarim, you have to get a different Pesach. Therefore, you're not worried about not going to Chacham. Just other Nadarim, you can't use this Pesach. Only over here, where it's such a direct zilzal, could use this Pesach. So therefore, you won't go and use other. You won't use this type of Pesach of other Nadarim. And if we're not worried, he'll stop going to the Chacham. Sagaponim, bottom line, that's Pshat on our Mishnah. We have two Pshat on our Mishnah. And why of Imai is not going to Pesach? Either because he'll lie about it, or because he can use it every opportunity. And we're saying by direct Issa Hanata of Imai, it's different. Fiyabai is different because there he's anyway inappropriate, so we're not worried that he's going to lie about the Pesach. And according to Rava, since the other Nadarim you can't use such a Pesach, so here you could use it. Here you could use it. Not worried, they're not going to go to Chacham anymore. Zokta Gemara Vaita. The Mishnah says, V'oidam Rav Eliezer, the second part of the Mishnah was Paiskum and Noilat. So we explain Pshat under Rabbanon, because Rabbanon hold that Noilat is not Matsui, and therefore it can't make it a Toyas Me'ikroi, because he never would have. It's not a reason why he would have made the nether. Since it's not Matsui, B'shashi made the nether, he would have made the nether anyway. So my time with Rav Eliezer. So what's Pshat Rav Eliezer? Rabbanon Tanya good. I'm Rav Chista, that he has a raya from a pasuk that he could Pesach B'Noilat. The Amak Ra, it says in the pasuk that even though Moshe Rabbeinu swore to Yisroi, it says Vayoyel Moshe was swore to his shver, Yisroi. Vayoyel Moshe Sheves says to Ish, Vayitin Sper Bitul Moshe. He swore he's going to stay with Yisroi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you go back to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki Meisu Kol Hanoshim, because the people who wanted to kill you, Dosim Avirim, died already. So Vamisa the Neiladu, Misa is Neilad. Mekan Shapaiskum Noilat. Even though it's Noilat, we said Misa is one of the examples of Noilat. So you see, you can make a Pesach with Noilat. Then now, if you would have known that they would have died, you wouldn't have made the Nether. And he says yes. And he let it go back. As Matas Nether. So it's a first Uriah that you are Pesach with Noilat. That's Rabbi Yaz's Raya. Rabbanon Maitamayo. So what Rabbanon do? It's first Apostle. And for the Gemara, Kesavri Hanumi Maisu? Did these people died, those of him died. Anytime it says in the Pesukim, Nitzim Vinitzavim, Eina Ela Dosavirim. It's referring to Dosavirim. We find the Pasuk after Moshe came back already. It says that two people met him. That it says, Vayifko is Moshe's Aaron Nitzavim, Lekrosom, Etzesom, Meis Paroi. That after Moshe Rabbeinu went, Moshe and Aaron went to Paroi, tell him to send Eden out of Mitzrayim. Paroi said, "Yo, you guys are bored. I'm going to put extra avoid on you." And that's what happened. So Dosan Avirim met him and said, "What are you going? What's going on? You made it worse for us." So it was Dosan Avirim. Says it's of him. It was Dosan Avirim. So you see, they were alive afterwards. After he came back, so Dr. Rabbanon, it can't be they died. So it's not a shayla of Noila because they didn't die. Elam Rishlak is what happened. Shiyeru Menachseim. They became poor. They lost their money. And they lost their money. And that is Matsui, like it says in the Yishalmi. That is something that happens. Even someone who has millions of dollars and making these huge vachnachs and things like that, Yerdim Rakhsayim is a Matsui ticket thing. You have to be careful. And that's the halacha. It's Matsui.
Why?
Why
didn't that thing also call Matsui?
No, it's not. That's not called Matsui. That's not called Matsui. That's when it's regular Matsui. It only happens once, Matsui. Right, it happens. But I guess when someone's 20 years old, it's not something that's Matsui. Not that it's Matsui, but Yadim Chseim, the Gemara, it's a Musa Haskell's Gemara. That Aeneas is Matsui. Aeneas is Matsui, that's Matsui. Akaponim, so that's Rabbanon's tying it back. It was not Noila, there was something that the Mesu was Lav Dafka, really became an Ani, and therefore that was Matsui. And Aram Mishum Alevi, we're going to show you that the different things called Mace, even though they're not actually dead. Aram Mishum Alevi, Kol Odom She'en Lei Banim, Choshuv Kemace. Shinema Hovali Bonavim Ayn Mesa Nech. As Rachel said to Yaakov Avinu, she said that give me children, if not, I'm like the dead. So you see, not having children is like a mace. But Tanya Abach Shuma Kemace, only Matsaira Suma, or Misha Le Bonim. Someone was poor, a Matsaira, Suma Isha Le Bonim. Only the Chsiv Kemace called Oshma Matsaira Chsiv, Al No. The only is like from the Rav of Dosavir, Kemace called Oshim. Matsaira Chsiv Al No Si Kemace. That when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, he said, Al Nasi Kemes. to see a matar is called Ksidra Mace. Vesuma the Ksiv Machashachim Hashemenik Mace Eilam. You see, it's Ksidra Mace. Mishael Lebanim, the Ksiv, Havli Banim, I Mace Anoichi. You see the Ksidra Mace. Now, how do you know those Aviram became poor? Maybe they didn't have children, or maybe they became Matsaira. So the Ran on the Avzayin of Abayz, I think it was Ochas Abayz, goes through the whole idea and explains to you why each can't be. It can't be Matsaira, it says, because of Karev Kol Yisrael. And it can't be that they didn't have children, because that wouldn't stop their status from going to Paran. And it can't be they were a Suma, because it says they ain't an Oshim Tanaker. So you see that they're not blind. So it has to be that they were poor. It has to be one of those things. It has to be they were poor. That's one thing I'll speak out. I'll speak out. Everyone has to speak out here. The Reb Chaim Shulevitz that explains what's the purpose. What makes these four like a mace? Why are these four people like a mace? So it's famous. Reb Chaim Shulevitz says, because someone who can't help other people is like he's dead. The whole life you're created for to help other people. If you can't help other people, then it's like you're dead. So a person who is poor, it's very hard for them to help other people. Same thing with someone who has children. Who's the most you help? People help their children. That's the biggest help they do. Driving them, they help their children all day. That's the bottom. Sumo also, a guy who's blind needs help. He can't help other people. And Mitzayr also, sitting outside the machna, he can't go near anyone. Bada Yeshev, he can't help anyone. So that's the Rechaim Shlavitz Yisoid. Why they consider a mace? Anyone can't help someone is a mace. That's his Yisoid. Back upon him, that's the way he gets out of the kasha of Noilad, that the Rabbanon say that mesu means anios and not death.